Om Shanti. 23rd March 2019, Saturday. The blessing. May you be a completely pure and let your thoughts be those of a pure embodiment of knowledge and embodiment of power. In order to become equal to the Father, make your foundation of purity strong. In order to become equal to the Father, make your foundation of purity strong. To make a vow of celibacy for the foundation is a common thing. So do not be happy with just that. Underline even more that you must, that purity in your vision and attitude, together with that, let your thoughts be those of a pure embodiment of knowledge and an embodiment of power. There is still a lot of weakness in your thoughts. Finish this weakness and you will then be said to be completely pure soul. The aim is to become equal to the Father. And the most important thing for that is the complete purity. So Baba is saying, make your foundation of purity strong. Make your vision pure and make your thoughts pure, because there is a lot of weakness in your thoughts at present. How the thoughts should be? Baba is saying that every thought should have three components. First, pure. Second, Gyan. And third, power. Let every thought be the embodiment of purity. Let every thought be the embodiment of Gyan. And let every thought be the embodiment of power. So all the focus is on the thoughts. Make your thought purer. Make your thoughts stronger. And make your thoughts filled of knowledge. So when these three things are there in thoughts, these thoughts will make your purity strong. So Baba is saying to make the foundation of purity strong. And purity doesn't mean that to remain celibate or to remain unmarried. That's a very, very narrow definition of purity. Complete purity has got many risks, many dimensions. And out of those dimensions, the most important thing is thoughts. When we work at the level of thoughts, when we try to make our every thought pure, Gyan Yukt, Gyan Swarup and Shakti Swarup, automatically purity is achieved. And that is the way to become equal to the Father. So, how do we make the foundation of purity very strong? What should we do so that the graph of purity keeps on increasing every day? What should one do so that this graph goes up and up and up every day? These are the days and this is the percentage. So this is the graph of purity. If suppose we start from today. Today is 23rd of March. 23rd, 24th, 26th, 27th, 28, 29, and 30. These are the days, and this is the percentage. These are 90%. Let's start with 80. 80, 81, 82, we have to go 1, 1, not more. So, 0.5. Okay, so we can keep on something here. So, Baba is saying to make the foundation of purity strong. So, how do we make the foundation of purity strong? An unbroken purity. Because without complete purity, one cannot become equal to the Father. So what should be the efforts to make the purity strong? And as Baba is saying, purity doesn't just confine itself to celibacy, to brahmacharya. That's a very, very tubular definition of purity. Purity is unlimited. Purity is very high, and the work should be done at the level of thought. Just as we have made this graph chart of purity, the same chart can be made of every day, hourly chart. So this is 5 a.m., 6 a.m., then 7 a.m., then 8 a.m., then 9 a.m., then 10 a.m. 1 hourly chart or 2 hourly chart, and then plot here thought. How were the thoughts? So Baba is saying include 3 things in every thought. Shuddh, that is pure. Gyan Swarup, that is embodiment of knowledge. Shakti Swarup, that is embodiment of power. So 3 things are necessary in thought. See that. And for making the thoughts Gyan Swarup pure, we must have some pure thoughts with us. We must collect pure thoughts. We must have stock of pure thoughts so that we keep on churning those pure thoughts. And what are the examples of pure thoughts? Pure thoughts. All soul conscious thoughts are very pure. All thoughts, good wishes, all thoughts of remembrance, elevated thought, thoughts of self-respect, thoughts of remembrance, thoughts of our own nature, thoughts of the drills, spiritual drills, reminding ourselves who we were once upon a time. Sitting in front of the Lakshminarayan, Baba often says, and remind yourself that how pure you were. Or take up all those deities of the Bhakti Mark and remind yourself that who you are. I am that Hanuman, I am that Ganesh, I am that Lakshmi, I am that Saraswati. All the gods and all the goddesses, they are my memorial, and I am like them. So these are all very elevated thoughts, thoughts of an angelic life. I am the angel. Thoughts of Paramdham, that I am a point of light. Extremely pure point of light. Or purity yoga. Seeing Father Baba in his complete pure form and filling oneself with power. For example, as we had discussed in some other class, if here is Shiva Baba, here is God and here is the soul. Now soul wants to become pure like him. What should the soul do? Think of him as, first of all, he is a point. So he is a very pure point of light. And I am in front of that purest point of light, and all his purity is getting merged in me. So this is an experiment one can do, that he is the point of light. Second, he is the Jyoti Swarup. He is the first you can take as point. Second, you can take as he is the, rather than this, let's come to something else. He is the Son of Purity. And I am below the Son of Purity. He is the Ocean of Purity. And I am getting drowned in that ocean of purity. And I am becoming pure. The more I get drowned in that ocean of purity, the more and more pure vibrations I come in within me. Then he is the seed of human tree. He is the eternal seed, the living seed of this tree, and he is the purest seed, and I am connected with him. So I am also extremely pure seed. And then he is the Mahajyoti. Jyoti means lamp. He is that light. And I am getting connected with that eternal light. And then he is the mountain of purity. And I am an ant eating up. So I am the ant of purity. And then he is the star of purity. And I am also the star of purity. These are the seven forms of God. And this form, this is a very powerful yoga. Remembering each one of them and trying to connect him, ourselves with him in Paramdham, in Supreme Abode, in that land of silence, in that land of peace. And you can use them in any which way. So then first, if I am thinking of purity, so think he is the purest point of light, and I am also a point of light, just near to him. He is here, I am here. These are all soul conscious stages. These all things will keep one away from body consciousness. And these are very strong stages of yoga. So he is point of light, I am also point of light. He is Son of Knowledge, and I am below the Son of Knowledge. He is the Ocean of Knowledge, I am the Ocean of Knowledge. He is the seed. He is the eternal seed of knowledge. I am combined with the eternal seed of knowledge. He is the Jyoti, Mahajyoti. I am also getting merged in that light, in that divine light, in that supreme light. He is the mountain of knowledge, and I am eating away that mountain. He is the, what is this last? He is the star. Baba says, I am also a star like you. Just as you are a star, I am also a star. So he is the star, a shining star. I am also a star. So you can use this for any of the seven forms. Like, you can use it as knowledge, or purity, or happiness, or peace, love, or bliss, and power. So these are the seven forms. These seven forms can be used here in the seven ways. So one, if one has to practice purity, imagine him as a seed of purest seed, and I am taking all the power from that seed. I am sustaining the entire Kalpa tree, which is upside down. The seed is up, I am there. So the question is how to make the foundation of purity very strong. What should one do? So one of the things which we said is yoga. How to make the foundation of purity strong is yoga. Second, churning of knowledge. This is a very important thing. Churn knowledge in a different manner every day, so that the thoughts become strong, thoughts become pure. Then, spiritual drills. Keep on practicing spiritual drills. Every day, new spiritual drill. Every day, something new. Every day, create spiritual drills from Murli. Then, how do we make the foundation of purity strong? Engage yourself in service. Keep busy. Most important thing is to remain busy, because we fall to temptations only when we are free. We have no business, we have no time, we have no work. When we are busy with something, we are free from temptations. Then, how to make the foundation of purity strong? Soul conscious vision. Atmik drishti. Soul conscious vision, or practice of soman, self-respect. Create soman from Murli. Take different samans, different self-respect, and that will keep one. Purity means soul consciousness. Anything that pulls us into body consciousness is impurity. What else? How to make the strong foundation of purity strong? Read. Reading is a very important thing. Svadhyaya. Reading about purity, reading about celibacy, reading about brahmacharya, reading about great people, reading about their lives, reading about their struggle, reading Murli, reading Avyakta Murlis, reading Gyan literature. So this is, reading is a very important thing to keep oneself busy, because sometimes you want to associate with some elevated people, but you cannot meet them. So you can listen to audios, that is also sort of satsang. You can read them, write, or writing is also one of the way. Diet, appetite control is most important thing in purity. So diet, if one is busy in enjoying all sort of delicacies of the world, forget the purity thing. Because for purity you need appetite control. For purity you need very strong control over your tongue, over your taste. Unbridled taste or eating habits will lead to fall of purity. What else? Visualization. Visualize creative things, purer things. Then what else? Vairag is a very important thing, to have disinterest for this world. The one who is again and again tempted towards the world, towards the frivolous, temporary, transient pleasures of this world, cannot have purity. What else? Detached observer. What else? Disinterest in the body also. What else? Accurate routine. So your lifestyle should be so accurate. There should not be any time for time wasting. So don't waste any time. Identify time killers. Identify energy drainers. What else? Digital control is a very important part of purity. What we see, what we click, what we surf, what videos are getting streamed, everything has a very strong link with purity. So digital control. Go to internet only when you have a purpose. Don't surf Google without purpose. That's a great temptation. For Shiva Baba is the Google of Googles. He is the Google of Googles. click him, anything you want, when you want to, you want to search, he will give you all the information. He is the ocean of knowledge, he said. So if he is ocean of knowledge, put anything there in the search. He will give you the answer. Whatever you want, put in the search. And he will give you how many search results? Unlimited search results. Keep on searching and searching and searching. So, what else for purity? Follow the five monkey. Don't see evil. Don't hear evil. Don't speak evil. Don't do evil. And don't think evil. Nowadays, all the five monkeys are included in just one way in the modern world. What is that? When you use mobile. They say when you use mobile, you stop seeing, you stop listening, you stop hearing others. You are so focused in this. So this is the fourth monkey. Mahatma Gandhi had three monkeys, this is the fourth one. Where all the three are included. Where you don't listen what others are saying, you don't hear anything. That's a joke. Okay, what else? To make the foundation of purity strong. Holy company. Satsang. You should associate with souls with high spiritual caliber. Souls who are interested in efforts. Souls who are interested in spiritual, increasing their purity. What else? Busy, we said. Creativity. So other thing is creativity or newness. There should be newness in everything. Newness in life, newness in thoughts, newness in speech, newness in reading, newness in yoga, newness in service, newness in everything in life. Then only one will have, make the basis of purity strong. What else? What else? Okay, soul consciousness and the drills we said already. What else? How to make the foundation of purity strong? Some points, some knows. What are the knows? Know the importance of purity, read about purity. Some knows. Know means do not do things. Don'ts. Don'ts. And the greatest don'ts is all this cinema business. Worldly, cheap and vulgar literature. They will all make you purity fall. Familiarity. Personal relationships. Too much phone talks. Sharing of gifts. Living a extravagant life. Shopping excessively. Getting interested in the worldly things. Worldly affairs. Worldly politics. Worldly businesses, worldly news, worldly sports, games, gossips, these all things will lead to fall of purity. What else? This is a list of no's. Then, what else? Taking vow, a pledge, an oath of purity is very important. What else? Keeping relationship detached. Detachment in relationships is an important thing for purity. Then Amritvela. Making Amritvela very strong. Silence, solitude, very important for purity. Sitting alone in solitude, ekant, and thinking about purity. What else? Determined thought. What else? spinning the discus of self-realization, Swadarshan Chakra. What else? Where the spectacle of learning from others, imbibing virtues from others, gun grahakta, having good wishes and pure feelings. And one more thing is drama. No, see this drama as a detached observer. How the deities were so elevated and how there was a fall. How the man was so elevated and how the men fell down. What was the reason? It is impurity that made the men fell. So understanding everything as a detached observer also makes the foundation of purity strong. Most important thing is keep on reading about purity all the day. Keep on thinking about purity all the day. Sometimes curiosity to know what is impurity also leads to the fall. Curiosity. What is it? Let me know, I just want to know what is it. So that curiosity is dangerous. It's a trap. And it leads to the fall. So these are all the different things to make the foundation of purity strong. This Brahmin life is a life of purity. No one else in this world has become pure as per the Srimad. So our purity is really very strong thing. So make the graph of purity, as was mentioned. Make the chart of purity. Today also Baba said in Sakar Murli, keep your chart. So chart of purity, graph of purity, and do purity bhattis. Purity bhatti. Create, do your own purity bhatti. 1 hourly. 1 hourly purity bhatti. Make the chart. 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 11 to 12. Whole day. Or 2 hourly graph. And then check. After 2 hours, purity is okay. After 2 hours, purity is okay. Right. It like points you can keep like this. If it has gone down, here, here, here. And this is percentage. And this is time. And then at the end of the day, attach it. Is it like this or it is going down? Not working. So, create a graph of purity. It's a very good thing. Purity bhatti once a week. So today we can do that. Okay. All of us will do purity bhatti. Purity bhatti means keeping the thoughts, 3 things. Shuddh, pure. Keeping the thoughts, gyan swarup. Keeping the thoughts, shakti swarup. Thoughts should have these 3 components. And this is how you can create the graph. Graph of purity. Here, from where you would like to start? 60%? It's too low. No, 60, no. At least 80. 80, 82, 84, 86, 88, like that. So start from here. Now, if you have a 90% purity, you can straight away start from here. And this is time. 5 a.m., 100% purity. 9 a.m., 80%. 12 noon, 70. Like that. Then go up, then go. So, purity should go like this. The graph should go up. It should not go down. But one should be very sincere in purity. The most important thing which is needed is pramanikta. In purity, one needs sincerity in charting this graph of purity. Okay, so today is 23rd of March. So today is Purity Bhatti. Purity Day. Purity Bhatti. Om Shanti.